Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Itata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter, half-orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tellyman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizblick.
Oh, Krizblick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
As you see in the fog and the mist in front of you, Steve, Beleg, and you're just catching up, and now you both are together, you and Beleg, and you guys both see the form of Kaitoa and Rook, lumbering forward, probably only about 50 or 60 feet.
Man, that chick Leah's pretty cute, huh?
Step off, Steve. She's mine.
I thought she was a nice lady. No.
Very nice. Great personality.
Yeah.
Very well-formed ears. Very well-formed ears. I'm a bit of an ear guy.
All right then, Beleg. You will have come in, say last or second to last, because Rook and Kaitoa have already entered. There's a single lantern in the third floor here, and you and Steve shut the door as you prepare to lie down. What's Beleg doing?
Beleg's pretty tired and not thinking about much. I think he's just lying down. He doesn't get excited about leveling up because he doesn't know when it's going to happen. So he's lying down, probably not even thinking about the people he slaughtered today, just ready for sleep.
As you look over to your discarded weapons close to your side, no doubt, you notice, your adventurer's pack, the bulge in the side, the pocket that contains that kind of creepy doll.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask about that doll for so long.
And as your eyes close, your eyes are focused on your adventurer's pack here, leaning against the small wardrobe, and you now fall into a deep, deep sleep. All about you, you feel a wind. It seems like you have not even entered your deep sleep, Beleg. You open your eyes and you are no longer in the third floor of the White Chain. Your eyes adjust to sunlight streaming through a canopy of trees, and beneath it, an ancient ruin.
Wow. Do I recognize the ruin?
You do. This is the main entrance to the underground elven city of Tlomber in the north.
Oh shit. My original destination for this whole adventure started. I walk up to it.
Alright, as you now see the sunlight highlighting the ruined three majestic archways that describe a sort of semicircular arching canopy of trees. There's a waterfall. A waterfall has broken in through some much different masonry that looks like from a completely different age entirely. This does not look like the work of ancient or even recent elvish hands. And as you look further back in, water falling down in various random places, and then the architecture that you would know as ancient elvish.
I'll continue walking towards it.
Okay, as you walk towards, you're careful to step over these little streams that are made by the intersecting waterfalls. And it is not, in terms of seasonality in real life, Beleg, you know, where you are in Polb in the second cold month of the year, various shades of gold and red.
You're like, you say it's late summer? Or?
To your senses and to your eyes, mid to late summer here.
Okay, cool.
As you walk forward, you've now covered half the distance, you know, from where you sort of wandered in to this crisp as reality, like a lucid dream.
I have a hunch something's off, but just in case, I summon my glaive. Then continue walking forward.
Okay, as you walk forward now, where are you intending to be as the stairway here that leads up to this this first level entranceway to the Elven architecture is spilling over with water, you know, as you step up, your boots are covered in an inch or two of water if you're going up that way. It's accessible, but everything is flooded and up to your ankles.
The Elven architecture, I feel a magnetic pull to it. I want to get up to where I can touch it and recognize it.
You know, as you vault and jump over a couple of stones here that make a pathway, you're now right up against the front of this entranceway that, as you look through the first roughly 14 foot opening, there is a staircase going immediately downwards.
It's on the other side of the architect. Is it going downwards into water, or is the water ceased on the other side of the
water seems to be now all behind you. You know, as you look down into the darkness, all of the waterfalls and the bubbling, the light of the sun streaming through the canopy here is behind you. In fact, there's certainly not the sound of, you know, flooding.
All right. I keep walking forward, but the Elven architecture is on my mind, trying to recall what my parents were like, despite the fact that it's pretty foggy after I found a patron and became a warlock. And I keep walking down the stairs with my mind kind of wandering back there.
Okay, as your mind wanders, Beleg, can you roll a history check? This is a familiar passage to you as it splits left or right.
That is 13.
Okay, you would, in your mind's eye, recall stonework, slightly disturbed and crumbled to the left passageway, and you nod to yourself. That's not the way. It's the right.
Keep going.
And as you walk down this passageway, you've taken the right. You're now fixated on this thought that you just mentioned. Your patron, recalling past events, your lineage, who are your parents. And as you come out through the hallway into a wide area, it seems like this is perhaps a main juncture that seems to lead off in all directions. In fact, it leads off in about eight directions. You have now exited this hallway, and you are now in approximately 60, you know, to 80 foot, rather open, eight passageway'd juncture, and you're right in the middle. Your glaive makes just a bit of a dim green-blue glow, and there are a couple of strands of light making their way through, you know, parted roofs and broken masonry above you.
Do I recognize anything in here?
You would. Your mind is now certain. This dream is a callback. You feel eyes upon you, Beleg.
What do I see when I turn around? And nothing?
You can't be sure now. You looked at one dark passageway and it seemed there were eyes there, but now as you turn around, you can't be sure. Where did that glance come from? You feel eyes upon the back of your neck.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Where are you?
Where are you? Where are you?
No I. No you. You.
Who are we?
Who are we?
We've seen all the stories.
What stories?
The stories. And now there is, Beleg, no sign of a presence in any of these eight passageways. But there is a whispering voice carrying to your ears. It is very hard to hear. I mean, you are straining, but it is quiet in here. So this voice seems to be indeterminate which passageway it may be coming from.
If I move in one direction, do I hear it quieter or louder? I kind of play like a hot and cold with or Marco Polo with myself.
Okay. So as this next, heartbeat takes place, Beleg, we'll say that every time you exchange a word, you're doing that. Echolocate and do a little Marco Polo.
Ready to take risks. While giving maximum effort.
I do what's necessary.
It makes no difference whether work alone or in a team.
And you feel like you have now sort of crossed off maybe three of the passageways. You feel perhaps now that to your north and northeast, these five passageways, you've narrowed it down a bit.
I used to work alone, now I work with a team.
To love people, but does not trust them.
Something like that. You can't trust anybody.
It's not what you carry, Beleg, but how you carry it.
I tighten the grip on my Hexblade.
Okay, as you tighten your grip there on the Hexblade, you see movement.
Do I recognize this voice as the voice of my patron, or do I not recognize the voice?
You know, as you look at the shadow in front of you and the shadow begins to grow in front of you, you do obviously recognize the voice of your patron that you have not communed with for some time.
You again.
And now you see four tiny legs creeping out of the shadow, and then four more. And there is a very colorful creature in front of you, Beleg.
Hello, Anansi.
There is no answer. Instead, this tiny, tiny creature begins to lift up some of his appendages. And there is now a very strange look in this spider's eyes. And it begins to move about in a way that is very familiar to you, Beleg.
Why are we doing this dance? You know you've got me.
As you say that, this small creature in front of you now leaps up within your 15-foot range and changes the positioning of its two appendages to doing a sort of twirling move that is very familiar to you, Beleg. These are your pole arm moves.
I point my glaive at it.
As you point your glaive at it, Beleg, the world grows around you. As you look down the shaft of your glaive to the blade, everything seems to grow, and you are shrinking down, down, down. And you are now equal size to this spider in front of you, with multicolored red, purple, green, and yellow banding. And he is now still approaching you with very graceful arm movements.
Silently still?
This creature is absolutely silent, and in fact, he is sort of furry and almost seems to be muffled in such a way that except for when he sort of taps along his abdomen with some of his appendages, he's very silent and stealthy. He is beginning to make a circle to the left.
I stay chest to chest, or chest to face, or chest to fang, and start mimicking his actions with my glaive. Just kind of playing part in the dance.
Ah, the first movement that you see this creature do, Beleg, can you describe it?
First thing I see the creature do?
Yes, you begin to mimic his movements, what does he do?
I feel like he expands and goes to more elaborate movements. Then I keep trying to keep up and keep mimicking.
Excellent. Can you roll a dexterity?
That's a 15.
Okay. And you do so, Beleg. He is now making his movements more rapid and more complex, and you are following along. And now there is a bit of a glint in these eight eyes in front of you. You see the spider here start to really enjoy it. You can see in his eyes, he is quite happy.
I, as opposed to just staying, pivoting off my back foot, following him, I start to circle as well in the opposite direction. So I guess same direction, we circle each other.
So as you circle him, glaive pointed, that voice appears again right behind you, Beleg, very close now, and you feel a little disorientated now as the room seems to be gargantuan about you, you know, and you've been reduced, it seems, to the size of, you know, tiny, tiny objects as this colorful, colorful spider creature bows in a simultaneous moment as that voice appears behind you.
Lower your weapon. Stop playing with Kellen.
I'll lower my weapon.
You do not possess a weak will. Never would you do something immoral. I'm not upset. I'm just a little disappointed.
I turn around to face the voice and extend my glaive out.
Okay, you see a different creature. It is also a spider-like form, but not colorful. This is a brown, speckled, eight-eyed, quite smooth, almost graceful creature. And it extends a few legs out towards you, Beleg, and you're about at eye height with this creature. You're the same size, you know, you're the same size.
Yeah.
This is your patron, Anansewa, the daughter of Anansi.
Like it.
Long time. Legends. Past lessons of life. From Eldar to Minor. Stories of heroes and villains. And battling in the never-ceasing conflict of good and evil. You need me.
I don't know if I need you. but I do know that I have you. Might as well make the best of it.
When will you finish what you started?
What's that exactly?
Your promise to me.
Whenever you need it to be done. Further from now, the better.
Where are you now in the world?
Don't you know?
I cannot see.
Why would you like to know?
Why do you keep me hidden away?
It's better for both of us that way. This is a working relationship.
I politely disagree.
What do you propose we do?
Do you want to continue drawing on this power?
You know I do.
Come back to Tlumber.
You know I'd like to.
You must.
There are things keeping me here now. Like a lot of power. And a lot of gold.
It means nothing to me. I've seen all the stories. And I am the narrative in all of them. It always ends at the end. And it always starts again at the beginning. You will come back.
Once my work here is done, I'm in pulled if you really want to know.
As you've been chatting here, Beleg, and you look down the end of your pole arm and you answer Anansewa's question, can you roll a perception?
Uh-oh. Oh, that's funny. It's a 5 plus 1. It's a 6. Consistent, yes. As always.
As you look down the length of your hexaglaive, you notice your hand is not your hand. And as you look down to your first joint in your arm, can you make a wisdom saving throw?
Yes. Oof. That's even worse. It's a 3 plus 4, so a 7.
You are shocked as you look down upon your body. You are not Beleg Half-Elf at all. You are a spider.
Probably drop my glaive.
The room starts to swirl about you, Spider Beleg. Your glaive hits the ground with a tiny clink, and the ceiling seems miles away from you. It seems a universe away, you know, as the sunlight streaks through here. And you hear a strange sort of metallic sound. And then you wake up covered in sweat in the third floor of the White Chain.
That sounds about right. I'm definitely breathing heavy. And I reach over and grab my weapons. Even though I know there's no reason to.
Okay.
Just a reflex.
As you look down, because, yeah, I suppose you've grabbed maybe a weapon quickly just as a reflex, you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your passive perception really that awful?
No, my passive perception is 12.
Okay, so it's fine. So, okay.
I have a +1 to perception rolls. It's just the dice gods.
Yeah.
Consistently fuck with me. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're always... So, yeah, for some reason I thought you were like, I don't know, maybe you were handicapped by -1. Okay, so you have a spider tattoo on the inside of your right forearm.
Yeah.
This, you know, sort of spider tattoo, it almost looks like a blotchy sort of impression. You know, this appeared on one of your disguises, one of your generic commoner number two.
But now it's on me.
It is on you.
I put my fingers to it and just feel if it's perforated or...
As you put your fingers to it, you hear a voice.
Peleg, thanks for letting me in.
Well, fuck. What do I get in exchange for this?
Information. I've seen all the stories.
What do I get to learn today, Nansala?
Today, you will simply close your eyes and learn the new skills you desire. Kellen will help you with any martial training if you choose to develop your blade skills more. Go back and enter the spider's area in your mind. He likes the training too. He gets very bored there. If you require arcane knowledge, there's no I, there's no you. We're together in this, Peleg.
Peleg just sighs.
And as you sigh and you're caught here, that is where we will leave our half-elf, half-bald, Hexblade Warlock, level 6, tonight.
Awesome.
Okay, that's just you and me, Steve, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Steve. As you're in the room here and you're having a bit of a pang of conscience, you have sort of a flashback to almost like a lucid dream that you had that first night, or your, I guess your first day nap in Polb here. It's you walking through a lichen covered forest, ancient beyond belief. And there's a small bird flying through the forest ahead of you. What do you do?
Yes, I follow the bird.
Okay, and you hear a sort of eerie humming as you follow the bird, and it kind of sounds like a melody. And as you follow the bird, now you see it right in front of you. You've happened upon it in a clearing, and it's a small owl with long legs, and as you look upon it, a plume between its normal two plumes an owl would have seems to be almost aflame. What do you do?
Has it noticed me?
Yes, and it seems to be humming this sort of tune.
Notice me, I walk up.
Okay, you walk up and you can now make out some words in this tune. Can you roll a perception?
That is a 19.
You can make out sort of words in this strange melody coming from this owl, but its beak is not moving in any way. And you can hear the words formulate.
Kneel before Stolas.
Point. Do I know? I know that Stolas is the owl, though, that in our regular game.
You've never really understood why. You feel like your owl familiar has a name, and it seems to be this owl in one. And yes, Steve is realizing this is my little owl friend.
He's perched up on a branch, or is he?
He's perched in a clearing on sort of a amalgamation of rocks, of mossy, lichen-covered rocks. He's actually not on a tree.
I'm going to up to where he's sort of, I guess, standing.
Okay, you've approached Stolas, this owl creature.
I'm going to I want to saddle up next to him. And I've got a... and I'm going to play... I'm going to try and play the song that he's singing-ish or presenting to me.
You have a little penny whistle? You're going to hum it or...
Yeah, I've got basically over my travels, I guess when I'm not worried about being caught, I have a little flute that I've learned to play, and so I just play a little tune. I play the tune that he is.
Can you just quickly roll history? It'll be easy, because you just heard the melody.
That is a 13.
Perfect. And you play it back to him with your instrument. Immediately, this owl creature, very strange looking though in your dream, begins to spin and dematerialize in front of your eyes. And as he does so, you hear a final time. And all of a sudden, your daydream is over.
Steve says no!
And that, my dear Ranger boy, is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards.